Welcome to Bleeping Motherhood. I'm Bleeping Audrey with Bleeping Carrie. And today we're actually going to play a little game with you guys. Let me step back a little bit and let you guys know that we are publishing a book very soon. And we thought it might be fun to share a little bit with you to have you guys test the waters for us and get a little bit of background on a couple of these questions in the book. So the book is called Bleeping Motherhood's Would You Rather, authored by myself and Carrie. And we're pretty excited to sort of explore it with you because of, hey, it's just a simple, fun entertainment book, and we can't wait to share it with all you mommies. So let's actually get straight to it. And one of the questions in the book, and I'm pretty sure you guys are familiar with a would you rather. Would you rather do this or would you rather do that? Around sort of, a mommy-themed world. So, Carrie, I'm gonna go ahead and read you one that I wrote specifically, and then you're gonna go ahead and read me one that I know you wrote, and we're gonna each elaborate for you guys why we even came up with it, and then I'm gonna challenge Carrie to actually answer it. So the first one is, and I'm just going randomly in the book, guys, so bear with us. Would you rather eat chicken every day for dinner for 6 months or make out with a live chicken for 10 seconds? So you might be a little puzzled here. The only reasonable explanation I can have for this wild, ridiculous question that I came up with for the book is that I had to have been really sick of eating chicken for a while. And chicken's so easy. It's a go-to meal. It's cheap. And I must have been buying it like a rampant chicken whore and was just eating it and just been really sick of it. And it probably felt like I was eating it for 6 months when I wrote this one. So, and then the making out with the chicken, hey, at that point, I probably would have rather made out with the chicken for 10 seconds than eat one more piece of chicken for dinner. So, Carrie, I turn it to you. Darling, would you eat chicken every day? Would you rather eat chicken every day for 6 months or, drum roll, make out with a live chicken for 10 seconds?
It's my understanding that chickens are quite vicious and quite angry and quite horrific. And I don't want to say that I haven't made out with some people in my days that would come to that situation or be attributed that way. I'd like to end that streak. So I would much rather eat chicken every day for 6 months than attempt to make out with an angry, vicious beast of which there is no escape.
I have to only assume, too, that if you chose the selection of making out with a live chicken for 10 seconds, that you would have some lacerations to the face. Maybe your lips would have a few holes in them. You know, I'm just picturing a lot of pecking going on, like hardcore, hurtful pecking. So you're right. That probably would be violent. However,
a little concerned too, if I made out with a chicken for 10 seconds, that I wouldn't be able to eat anything for 6 months.
You're absolutely right. But I have to know, there's got to be someone on the globe that would choose make out with a live chicken for 10 seconds. And I have to assume that that person would be someone that would also appear on the Howard Stern show, because you know how he comes up with these freaks off the street. And he would probably make them make out with the chicken for 10 seconds. I'm just, that might be something we'd have to look into.
My dad actually quite abhors chicken, so maybe he's the guy.
Maybe he's the one.
Yeah.
Howard, if you're listening, let's try to make that happen, because I feel like there's some kind of kinky, horny person that would kind of be into this. I too would, I guess, eat the chicken for dinner for 6 months. I do wonder, though, if I had edited this question to be 3 seconds, I might make out with the left chicken for 3 seconds. The 10-second thing, I think I could be hurtful.
I mean, does it have to be, like, mouth-to-mouth contact for 3 seconds? Or could you, like, you know, neck? Can I make out with the chicken's neck?
I mean, I don't know. There's no specifics here. That's the thing about would you rather. You can't really ask one thing. Like, it is what it is. It's just make out with a live chicken for 10 seconds. Do you want to make out with its wing or its foot? I mean, sure. As long as you're making out with this chicken for 10 seconds, I don't think there has to be any beak-to-mouth contact. It's just...
I mean, maybe I'm going in for a peck and stroking its breast. I don't know. Maybe I'd do that for 10 seconds.
Hey, you know what? The makeout with the live chicken for 10 seconds is becoming much more appealing. I changed my answer. I'm going to make out with a chicken for 10 seconds. Period. That's right. My final answer.
All right. So my would you rather is take 2 children and a dog to the vet at dinner time, or take 3 children to the candy store with only enough money for 2 small pieces of candy. And part of this happened to me. My dog was, I don't know, he was in immense pain, like swaying and shaking. And so I called the vet and you're like, it sounds like you need to bring him in right now. I'm like, okay. And I look at the clock and it's like 5 o'clock and my kids eat dinner at like 5:02. And I have to take him, you know, like he's in immense pain and I have to take the kids. So I like quickly grab a bag of cookies and take the kids, dog. I hope they're kids cookies and not dog cookies. And we go to the vet and that, like they devoured the bag of cookies in like 1.5 minutes. And so then I had to hear choruses of I'm hungry's. And what the hell is going on while my dog is flipping the fuck out? So, Audrey, would you rather take your dog and 2 children to the vet at dinner time or take 3 children to the candy store with only enough money for 2 small pieces of candy?
Oh, God.
I mean, I had to think, what could be worse? What is about the worst moment? Other moment in life, and that was, you know, 3 children, enough money for 2 pieces of candy at a candy store.
Yeah, that's rough. I can only speak to the second option and relate to it. I'm trying to just talk through it, so bear with me. When we go to the doctor's office, they have lollipops in a basket at toddler height, you know,
what?
Accessibility.
And it's like they've never met kids before.
It's really tough to not have my kids like want every single lollipop in the basket. It's a tough, tough time waiting in that waiting room and not have them have mental breakdowns about lollipops. So if we walked in and there was with 3 kids and there was only 2 lollipops in that doctor's office basket, I think hell would actually rise up and burn me. And then going with the dog, I don't know, the dog, oh, decisions.
A dog in immense pain is like, and he was freaking out because he doesn't like going to the vet because his like most vivid memory of going to the vet, as he's told me, was when he got his balls taken.
Oh,
So every time he goes there, he's afraid he's going to lose his
balls. Yeah, and that's probably the case with every animal.
Yeah,
I would say, got it. Can I call a friend?
Yeah, who are you going to call?
I'm going to use a lifeline. Can I call Regis? Call Regis, please. I think I want... How long? Oh, see, this is the thing. You can't just ask questions because my question is, how long were you at the vet for again?
I was at the vet for about an hour and a half.
Yeah, see, that's rough. But you can be at a doctor's... I mean, it's not a doctor's office question. It's about the candy store. All right. I'm going to pick the candy store because the candy store can be in and out, and I can get them out of a meltdown quicker in 5 minutes than I would an hour and a half. So my final answer...
You just, like, football hold, carry them out.
Yeah, I'm going to final answer this and go with candy store. I don't have enough money. I'm poor, and I'm not... And I'm only can get two pieces. My final answer.
I think I'm gonna go with candy store, and I'm gonna buy two small pieces of candy, and I'm gonna eat them both, and none of the kids get any. I don't have to choose my two favorites.
Yeah, I would say that is, you know, a very honorable way to go.
I will sacrifice for them, because never, ever, ever do I want to take two children and a very pained dog to a vet at dinner time, ever, ever, ever again.
Ever.
Ever.
Ever, goddammit. So this was kind of like a little intro to a fun mommy game, and we will be sharing more with you guys about this book in the coming weeks, so stay tuned on that. And if you want to play Would You Rather with us in our next podcast, contact us at sothishappened@bleepingmotherhood.com. We can't wait to hear from you guys. Have a great bleeping week.